Hey, this is Chris, and welcome to Popcorn Finance News. This is where I break down personal finance news in about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. Today is May 2nd, 2024, and for this episode, I wanted to do something a little bit different. I took a couple weeks off from Popcorn Finance News because I had a new project that I was working on, and I was just tired. I was just burnt out, and I needed a little bit of a break. Thanks for being patient and coming back, because today, instead of focusing on just one number, let's talk about a lot of numbers. Because about 3 weeks ago, the Bureau of Labor Statistics released inflation data for March, and I spent way too much time going over as many details as I could find. So here are some of the most interesting and really just wild things that I took from looking at over 5 years worth of data. First, inflation was at 3.5% in March, which was higher than pretty much everyone expected. Because with inflation in February at 3.2 and it was at 3.1 back in January, the numbers are kind of trending in the wrong direction. I want you to remember, it's not that prices went up by those amounts each month. What they're doing is they're looking back and comparing prices to exactly 1 year prior. So a better way of looking at all this data might be to just look at it monthly. But when I did that, it didn't really look that much better, because over the past 3 months, inflation rose 0.3%, 0.4%, and then 0.4% again in March, for a total of 1.1% in just the past 3 months, meaning that, we're already halfway to our annual 2% target and we're just barely getting into the year. What I found interesting is that despite the fact that inflation numbers are, higher than we would like them to be, all the news isn't bad. Like I've said before, inflation is calculated using a very complicated process that weights each of the roughly 80,000 individual items that the Bureau tracks in different ways. And so even if overall inflation doesn't look great, some areas might be doing okay. Food is one of those areas, surprisingly, that is doing all right considering how the rest of the numbers look. Food prices have normalized back to 2.2% in both the month of March and February data that I looked through. And if you were just to look at groceries, because the food category includes both groceries, food that you would buy to eat at home and food that you eat out, the grocery category alone has fallen to just a 1.2% growth over the past year. Now, it might not feel like it, right? Because prices are still higher than they were a few years ago. Grocery prices have risen 9.7% in the past 2 years, and is actually all the way up at almost 21% if you look at the past 3 years combined. And with 2022, that 1 year being the worst overall, with almost 12% growth in just that one calendar year. So it makes sense that things don't look amazing when you walk into a grocery store. But the positive is that prices are slowly starting to come down. And when I say come down, it's not that prices are getting cheaper. Sadly, that probably won't happen in a significant way. It's more so that the rate at which the prices are growing is slowing down. So in contrast to 2022, 2023, prices only rose about 2.9%, and they're only up 0.1% this year. So hopefully this is a trend that continues. But food really only makes up a small portion of the total inflation number. When you look at it, food is only accounting for about 13.5% of the total final inflation number that we end up with. There are two culprits when it comes to what's causing this higher inflation number. First, it's housing, which I've talked about a lot already. And secondly, it's a new addition, something I haven't commented on too much, and that's car insurance. We've talked a lot about how housing has a really significant impact on inflation, and it's still wild to me just how big that impact is. When I looked at the data, you can see that housing still accounts for about 2% of the total 3.5% inflation we saw in March. So just housing alone is almost 2/3 of that total number. Rent was up 5.7% in March. So looking back from March 2023 to March 2022, up 5.7%. And on average, we saw a 0.5% growth in rent prices and just housing prices in general from October of 2022 until now. So every month, 0.5% increase in those prices, which, I mean, that's insane for it to sustain for that long. And I only went back to October of 2022. I don't know how much worse it looked if I went to dates prior to that. Overall, rent prices, housing prices, they're up about 20% in total in the past 3 years. Now, housing is something that we all pay for, and it typically makes up a big portion of our budget. So I get why it's such a significant impact on our overall inflation numbers, but this does tend to skew the inflation data a bit. Now, let's talk a little bit about this new issue, car insurance. If you haven't been personally affected by rising rates, you've probably at least seen some articles about how car insurance rates are skyrocketing for many people out there. Car insurance was up 22.2% in the March data I looked through. So for the past year, 22.2%, that is a lot. But what's even crazier is that it's up almost 46% in the past 3 years. And what I've been reading is that the biggest factor in rising car insurance rates are, first of all, just more expensive cars and also more expensive car repairs. Because since the pandemic, car prices are up 42.5% since 2019, with prices jumping around 33% in 2021 alone. Now, this also is going to contribute to the fact that car repairs become more expensive, right? Because if cars are more expensive, then their repairs also go up in price. We're less than 2 weeks away right now from getting April's inflation data. So I'm really interested to see how things are looking for both housing and car insurance rates when those numbers come out. That's it for Popcorn Finance News this week. If you have an article for me or a number or a series of numbers like I did today that you want me to cover, you can always send me an email to questions@popcornfinance.com or send me a message on Instagram or TikTok. As always, I hope you have an amazing rest of your week and I'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, boy, keep it popping like Mary Poppins.